Welcome back to the show with no name. We are live at the Pine Bluff Country Club for the Pine Bluff four ball, is what we all hear. Are we ready? David right now is up on. He's gonna start this tournament. So if you would, four, please, from the University of Arkansas, David Basil. There he is. All right, he is so nervous. Right now, everybody is watching him. He's been, his shoulders thrown out. All right, come on, Clint. What do you think?
I think that left shoulder problem he's got may cause a problem.
He does have a little bit of it right now, but hopefully he'll be able to do it. He can do this. He's on the green. He eyes the ball. He lines it up, and it's off there. And it is straight.
And it's a grounder to shortstop.
It is straight. His shoulder is hurt. He threw his shoulder out. It is dragging the ground like Ben Roethlisberger. It is on the ground looking very good. Give it up for our honorary guy thing.
Look, his left shoulder fell out of place, and he drove the ball straight down into the tee box.
Whoever gets that ball, toss it in the water or bring it back, and he'll sign it. Whoever gets that ball. Huh? There is already a wreck on the first tee. David has started the thing, and two carts ran into each other just like his shoulder and just slammed into each other. Oh, my gosh. And very good, very good. That's a lot of pressure. You know what? I tell you what. Let them all line up one at one and come at you. Say, you'll knock it out then. You'll do that. Hey, before I forget, you did great. Hey. You did great.
You set yourself up for that when you knew it was coming, Bob.
Listen, you could have easily said no, but you know what? You're not.
I weigh 230 pounds. You think I could hit it further than 15 yards with that big old driver?
You didn't get to warm up.
Doesn't matter.
Come on.
I topped it. Didn't I? You don't see the big chunk of grass I knocked out there with the.
Somebody get me that ball, we'll sign it.
My shoulder.
Hey, before we forget, let me tell you. You know, I talk about Lewis Lumber a lot on the program throughout the day. Anyway, you hear some spots for. I just want to tell you about. Thank them for being a supporter of the Buzz. Very good. Thank you, Sonia and the gang there at Lewis Lumber. I just got to tell you, they have some job openings for salespeople with experience in building materials. That's at Lewis Lumber. So apply in person at 718 South Street there in Benton. Lewis Lumber hiring some salespeople with experience in building materials. So good luck there. Go get you a job.
And plus, I was 10 off from the goals. That's like pro level right there. That's it. Look at Stephen Lassane having to go down there and get my ball. I apologize. I didn't have to go far. Touche.
Stephen, if you'll bring that ball back, we'll get David to sign it. We'll put it on the mantle there and get Clint to sign it as well.
I have another bad memory. Again.
That's not a bad memory.
Come on, Clint.
I said earlier,
Clint.
Every one of those guys that were watching, they have done exactly
Clint.
That. And you know what? They have all been to the range several times.
Yes. Clint, if you would have hit that ball like I just did in front of 100 guys, would you be embarrassed?
I would have been embarrassed.
Yes, thank you.
But I tell you what, here's a quick golf story. When I still played with the Cowboys at the time, and I wasn't a very good golfer, still not a very good golfer, but I had one of my offensive linemen in Europe was from Dallas. He married a girl, Kelly Keeney, who was she was the Tiger Woods of female golf when she came out of college. She was the first head-to-toe Nike-sponsored girl, heck of a golfer. So he gets to solid golf around one day. We're all playing, and we're playing where they play the Byron Nelson, so we're playing a really nice course. I was way out of my league. We were having a good time. She's kind of helped me around some lessons, and great girl. And so we're playing, and all of a sudden, here comes 15 carts around the corner, and there's one cart had golf clubs on it, one guy in it, and the rest of them had TV cameras and all kind of stuff on it. And it's a pro that was playing, and he was playing as many holes as he could play in a day, and every hole was worth like $1,000 to some charity. The sponsors were giving money. So he comes up, and my ball's teed up, and I said, "Hey, Buck, don't worry about it, man. Go ahead. I'll let you hit." Because I knew what was going to happen. I said, I don't want you to watch me. He said, "Oh, man, it's almost dark." He said, "Man, I've played so many holes today. We've raised plenty of money. Go ahead." So I'm shaking, and I swing, and I obviously had it teed up too high. My club goes completely under the ball. The ball drops right down where the tee was.
No.
Cameras everywhere, two professional golfers.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, hell.
I know. I hate it.
Listen.
I topped it in front of everybody.
Oh, it didn't go past the red tees. Who cares?
I got bad shoulders. Should have warmed up or something.
David, let them go bull in the ring with you, and you knock them out. Now, by golly, let it go.
I do want to correct something.
Thanks, Stephen, for just having to.